Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 5, "Then said he unto his disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, that he should not offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and in 7 times a day in turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. Then down in verse 10, So likewise, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Jesus is with his disciples, begins to teach them. He tells them that it is impossible to live without somebody offending you. Jesus himself told us that you will not stop people from offending you. It will be as much a part of life as breathing is. Jesus then tells the disciples by using an illustration that if someone trespasses against you, you should forgive them, even if they do it 7 times in the same day. This is someone who crosses a line or a border with you. This is someone who has gone into an area of yours that is off limits to them. The word offense is not the word that means someone who has hurt your feelings. The word offense is a very strong word that means someone who has tried to scandalize you. They've entered into an evil attack to destroy you. This is not somebody who is rude, not someone who hurt your feelings, not somebody who made you angry, not someone who said something unkind. Offense literally means that someone is trying to destroy you. Jesus tells his disciples that if someone crosses that line of scandalizing, that they're to forgive them. Jesus said that if they decide to change their ways, we're to forgive them. He goes one step farther and says, if they do it 7 times in one day, we should keep forgiving them. You see, it is here that the disciples say something very interesting to me. It's after they find out that they need to forgive to this extent that they ask Jesus to increase their faith. They were not asking to increase their belief. They were not asking to increase their hope. They were not asking to even increase their love. They asked for God to increase their faith. Jesus told his men that he could not keep them from scandals, but they could live without the bitterness and forgive the scandalizers. He told them that he could not keep the scandals from coming because even he himself could not. Look how much scandal came to the sinless Son of God. But they could live without bitterness and they could forgive the scandalizers. These men knew their faith had to increase in order to be able to do what Jesus was asking. Notice, their faith was not going to keep them from the scandal. Their faith was going to allow them to continue without bitterness to get through the scandals and do it the way God said. They were asking Jesus to increase their faith so that they could get through these things without getting bitter. let me give you a few thoughts. Number one, the offenses and trespasses will come. 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says in verse number 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something? We cannot keep the offenses, we cannot keep the scandal from coming our way. Jesus himself, and by the way, look at all the different scandals people are still saying about Jesus. Your faith does not insulate you from attack, but it will keep you from becoming vengeful. It will keep you from becoming bitter. It will keep you from becoming self-destructive. It will keep you from being depressed. You see, we need to increase our faith, not to keep these things away from us, but so that we don't become like the scandalizer themselves. How about we quit blaming and questioning God about why these things come? The loss of a child or a loved one, disease, someone who's disappointed you, somebody who has hurt you. Why do we always blame God? God said we're all sinners, and sinners are going to sin. Why is it his fault that we sin? You see, we need to realize that our faith is there not to keep bad things from happening, but to help us to get through those offenses without becoming more sinful and more evil ourselves. Number two, to increase our faith is a never-ending job. When they said, Lord, increase our faith, the word increase in the Greek language is in the linear tense. That means to increase and 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 to keep on increasing. Just like grace only comes when it's needed, faith to grow only comes as it's under attack. You see, at the age of 56 years old, I need more faith and I need more increase of faith than I did when I was 26. Faith is continuing to support the crop as the storm comes. The disciples asked Jesus to help keep them keep producing good when the attack came. Bitterness stops production. Bitterness starts death. And Jesus said he would take care of the attackers if we would keep doing what we're supposed to do. So, how do we do this? Number three, Psalm 119:165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Did you know I'm not to allow the attack of the offenders to offend me? If I love the Bible enough, I won't get bitter. If I read the Bible enough, I won't get bitter. If I obey the Bible enough, I won't get bitter. If I listen to the Bible taught and preached enough, I'm not going to get bitter. If I spread the gospel enough, I'm not going to get bitter. See, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. How about we quit worrying about what everybody else says, and we start giving the word of God out? So, well, I'm not always talking about to the attacker. We just keep doing good. God says we overcome evil by doing good. Just go out and do good. Let's overcome these attacks by increasing our faith. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.